think we had a lot of problems because they pressed on a good way, what I said before, and we lost too much balls in the beginning, and we didn't control. Okay, or maybe in one or two actions a little bit lucky, they didn't score, and after 11 against Tin, the game changed totally.
Good character though from your team in that first half, I thought, because it was difficult and they stuck in there.
Yeah, I said that to the players after the match, and it's not always that you play on a high level. Sometimes you're not in a good shape, and then you have to keep the organization, you have to keep the spirit, and you have to keep the belief. And that was fantastic today.
I don't think Bonnie can have any complaints over the two tackles, but of course it changed the game in your favour, but you had to be very patient because you perhaps weren't at your best today and they were very organised.
Yes, very good. And we said in half time, we said the worst result today is 0-0. And okay, we try to score, we try to create, but don't go to everybody in front, and because they are waiting for the space, and we need that organisation. And we have enough qualities in the team to score on one moment.
And an afternoon where you couldn't get your attacking players behind their defence that often, somehow Victor Wanyama managed it.
Yeah, fantastic. What I said, we need midfielders who scored. And okay, he came on a good way in the team. He bring the spirit, he bring the strength to the team. And even he scored the 1-0. It's fantastic.
Now, any downsides to the day? Because I'm particularly thinking of James Ward-Prowse. When you see a stretcher come on, you always worry for a player.
Yes, of course. But what the doctor told was we have to wait till tomorrow. But it looks like not so heavy.
Good. Maya Yoshida came off at half time because he was on a yellow, or because he's picked up a bit of a knock. He looked a bit like he'd been in the wars.
Yes, both a little bit. He was a little bit injured, and I had to change because I didn't run the risk with the two centre backs to have the yellow cards.
And a word for Florin Gardos, because I know it's perhaps a nice time to come on when you've got 10 men against you, but he looks very assured on the ball for a centre back. Looked very calm.
Yeah, that's a good quality. Yeah. And he's a physical, strong player. He needs a rhythm to play more. And okay, and he has to bring the competition to the rest of the defenders. And it was good today for the 45 minutes.
A blow losing Toby in the week. So what's the news on his hamstring?
No, it's not for a long period, but we didn't took the risk for today, and I hope that he will be fit for next Saturday.
Terrific today. That's the first time Southampton have won three league games in a row since October last year, so congratulations.
Thank you.